Riverway Stories, essays about our waterways and our connection to them.
I'm Bailey Johnston. A couple weekends ago, I was taking advantage of some nice weather by taking a walk along the river. While walking along the bike path along the river by Leech Park, I stopped at one of the many Riverway signs located around the Quad Cities. This sign was located near the pavilion on top of the levee and presented information regarding the Holy City that was once located in Bettendorf in the early 1900s. This information was new to me, so after looking into it further, I realized this was a unique part of Quad City history and something that should be shared. Back in 1902, William and Joseph Bettendorf started a manufacturing plant that was located along the Mississippi. Many immigrants from Greece, Armenia, and Slovenia found work at the company. These workers lived in homes that were built by the company. As the company grew, the workers began to assimilate into the Bettendorf community and were able to advance economically, leaving open positions at the plant. The company began employing immigrants from Mexico as World War I put a hold on immigration from Eastern Europe. The newly employed workers created their own community and neighborhood just east of the company. This community's dwellings were split into three sections. The section near the entrance is where boxcars were turned into homes for families. There was another section, called the flats, that was near the river and was made up of 3 to 4 room apartments. The third section was called the cottage addition, with 22 houses for families. This community got the name, the Holy City, when it was blessed by a priest. The community had its own chief and its own government. By 1925, the Holy City was a predominantly Mexican community. The residents were employed as peace workers and day laborers and earned about $46 per year, which now is equivalent to about $1,850. In 1939, the Bettendorf Company was sold to the Standard Oil Company. However, the company still allowed families to continue to live rent-free in the boxcars until 1941. When the U.S. entered World War II, the land was cleared to build oil storage tanks, and many of the Holy City residents moved to Cook's Point in Davenport. There is nothing left of this community today. Next time I see a Riverway sign, I know I will be stopping to take a look at the local history provided. Maybe next time you are out walking the trails along the river and you see a sign, you may also learn something new about the Quad Cities.
Riverway Stories is a collaboration between River Action and WVIK.